Bye, everybody. Thank you. Hello, everybody. This is Sherry, the Mystical Goddess Show. I apologize for being a second or two late. I'm having technical difficulties, but on a good note, I am able to do this on a pad, and that's amazing. So I just learned something new today. Anyway, it's been a cold, rainy day here in Lubbock, Texas, and I really just was planning on spending the majority of the day in bed, which I did, but I got up and did some painting and some stuff around the house, and now I have some energy, and I'm thinking, yes, let's take some calls tonight. I was looking online and there wasn't a whole lot going on, so it should be pretty easy for anybody that wants to call in to get in on the show. I am promoting my new website, SherryTheMysticalGoddess.com, where I'm giving everyone 3 free minutes for signing up. It's totally 100% confidential. I can't see your name or number or any information. That's all separate. And you can't really see my information, but it's all done over the computer. And anybody that signs up and loads up their account will get 3 free minutes. Again, I'm a pretty good swift reader. I can get to the bottom of things pretty quickly. I use tarot as well as my own intuition. And so you, whatever money you do load up on your account, you don't necessarily have to use it all in one sitting. You can get your questions answered real quick and then call me back some other time. I'm usually available a lot of the time. And, again, if you want to call in, go ahead and visit the show, or the show web page is Sherry the Mystical Goddess. But if you want to call and get a free mini reading tonight, call in to the Blog Talk Radio Show here at 215-383-3955. That's 215-383-3955. If you visit the web page, SherryTheMysticalGoddess.com or TheMysticalGoddess.com, you'll see in the Twitter feed, the call-in number, and the link to get to the page here on the Blog Talk Show. Again, if you want to call in right now just to give it a go, 215-383-3955. Of course, I've got this tagged to my Facebook, Twitter, and you can pretty much see that everywhere. So what I'm going to do is pick up our first caller, and you can ask away. The first caller is going to be 720, and then we'll get right to 561. Again, I can see your numbers here on the Blog Talk Show, but if you call in on my website, Sherry the Mystical Goddess, of course, everything is 100% confidential. You don't even have to tell me your name, and you can still get an accurate reading. All right, let us start the show. Let's see how this works on my pad, so bear with me here. Hello, 720.
Hello, good evening. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful.
Well, how are you? How can I help you today?
Mm-hmm. My question is about my love life. I am currently involved with someone, but just want to kind of get an outlook on what the relationship is looking like for 2017.
Okay, we got want to pick up the energy around this current relationship. I have. Is there someone else as well?
Like another not on my behalf.
Okay, all right. Maybe that's someone else new coming in. Let me see what the cards are telling me.
Thank you.
That is right. It's telling me that you are going to have the opportunity to do other dating if you so desire. I'm feeling and I'm picking up that if you choose to work at the relationship that you're in right now, that it will go through the full duration through 2017, but I'm not seeing marriage at the end of that. Were you?
Ooh. I was hoping for possibly marriage, but if not, then.
With this person, yeah. I mean, I see you getting married, but like I said, the first thing I pulled up was another person coming in. Now, that one has the potential to end in marriage. But this person, I'm showing there's a bit of rocky roads, and I don't know if this is just communication issues y'all have been having lately. And which one of y'all is having the money issues?
Him.
Him, okay. Possibly that's a lot to do with his behavior lately. I'm just showing that that's going to be something he needs to work on for 2017. But for you, everything appears to be kind of golden, and like you've entered into some sort of new phase. And, in fact, the first card I got for you was Wheel of Fortune. So it looks like whatever's been going on with you is about to – your luck's about to change for the better. And what I'm seeing is not only are you going to kind of shine this year as a woman, but there is going to be another person coming in for you.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I would take that Wheel of Fortune as finance and everything. All is well.
All is well, and I'm seeing fine clothes and everything. I don't, were you looking at it getting a new promotion or job? Because some kind of way your money's going to take an uptick. But not just that, but spiritually, individually, and monetarily, you're just going to shine this year. It's just time for it. I just feel like you haven't had that for a while where everything's kind of flowing your way, but this is going to be your year.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you.
You bet. Did you have any other questions?
No, not really. Just that kind of answered.
Okay, well, I'm
that
glad
kinda,
to hear it. Good
yes.
news for you this year. But if
yes.
you think of anything,
yes.
give me a holler back and visit my website for 3 free minutes at SherryTheMysticalGoddess.com.
I sure will. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Have a beautiful week. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay. If you want to call in and get a reading tonight, you can call in at 215-383-3955, and we'll be happy to get you on here. The next caller is 636. Oh, it just disappeared. What's going on there? Bouncing around on me. 636.
Hello.
Hey, how can I help
Hello.
You?
Oh, hi. I had an interview Friday for a job, and I was wanting to see if you see me getting it.
Okay.
It's kind of the same
How do you feel
place
about
that
it?
I work at. How do I feel? I don't know. I couldn't
That's okay.
really tell what the guy was thinking. It's the kind
okay,
of the same thing
I'm doing
now.
Okay, but
what
you say is the same place? Okay, okay.
It's the same
you're doing
business.
Now.
It's just closer to home.
Good, and that's what you want?
Yes.
All right, let's see what we've got here. Yes, it went well. Yes, you're due for a change, and yes, this is going to look good for you for the rest of the year. I would say yes, you have that, and I would love it if you called me and let me know that that happened for you. I'm seeing
okay.
that you'll be in there within the month, so you'll be actually orientating and doing that whole thing in February, first part of February.
Okay. Okay, good.
So it went better than
thank
what you,
you
thought, so keep confident. You bet. You have a great week.
Okay, thank you.
All
bye.
Right, bye-bye. Okay, call-in number for our show tonight, a little impromptu show here at 215-383-3955. Our next caller is 478. How are you?
Hi, this is Patricia.
Hey, Patricia, what can I do for you?
I want to see what's coming up in my relationship with Ricky for the year.
Ricky, 2017. Let's take a look. And I'm sorry, guys, about the chat room. My computer just chose to restart right at the beginning of the show, so I'm on my pad, but this seems to be working just fine. I just can't get into the chat. Let's see. Ricky. Looks like a little bit of emotional maturing needs to happen on his part. Hasn't been the communication you've been looking for this past year.
Mm.
Meaning in relation to how he's been talking and telling you what you want to hear. He's going to work on it this year, but it may not quite be up to what you're looking for as far as telling you what you want to hear and moving forward like you want to move forward.
Okay, so he's not wanting to move forward like I want to move forward.
Nah, at the speed that you are, if you don't mind hanging in there with him, he could eventually get there, but there's still some lessons he needs to pick up. And mainly, I'm feeling like he's not as emotionally available as you are, and he doesn't communicate like you want him to. So basically, you have to decide if that works for you or not.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. You have a good evening. Have a great week.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. If you want to get in this evening, go ahead and give us a call at 215-383-3955. The next caller is 561. Did I chat with you already?
Hi. No, I didn't get a chance. Hi.
Oh, hey, who's this?
My first name is Jay.
Hey, Jay, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm just wondering if you could give me some clarity as to where I am in life right now, in terms of my life path. You know, I haven't been as clear as to what's kind of emerging from me, especially for this year, you know, and where I am spiritually speaking and, you know, what the universe kind of wants to do through me this year in my personal life.
Okay, I'm listening. So it sounds as if you're wanting to make some decisions and you're wanting to feel like if you're in the right place at the right time with the right person.
Yeah, kind of get a sense of, you know, what direction am I heading into? You know, what is the universe kind of guiding me towards? You know, is it more self-confidence this year? Is it, you know, patience? You know, I kind of feel like I'm all over the place right now, or at least I'm picking up a lot of different things.
Okay. First of all, the money will stabilize, which is part of the problem. It's, you know, when the money flows like it should and you're not having that on the front of your brain, that automatically calms things down. So you can look forward to stable money, getting back the fruits of your labor. So what you put in is what you're going to get back out. So money's going to be okay for 2017. I'm showing that you had to do a lot of juggling last year, balancing PM, Peter, PayPal, robbing, I guess. Not necessarily, not bad, but it was not flowing like you would have liked. That's all
right.
Done with. Because of
Thank
all
God.
Of the balancing that you did, it was put your emotions to where you were reacting instead of responding. That's going to be big lessons for 2017 is you're going to be more emotionally stable, which means that you can trust the decisions that you're going to be making when your emotions. So you'll be coming from a place of genuinely choosing to make decisions instead of reacting and having to make decisions. So life lessons that I'm picking up right off the bat is making decisions from a place of emotional calm.
Thank
because
you.
That's important. Okay, so get you know, I'm showing that before you actually had worry, sleepless nights. And the reason why this is so important this year is because when you have the emotions stable, you won't make bad decisions. You can trust what's happening, and you won't manifest these people that have been coming in that haven't been doing you any good.
Right.
Okay, and so, because, like I said, and it's you've heard the saying before, the outer reflects the inner. Well, your inner is going to be so calm and peaceful now that you're going to start seeing those types of men and women in your circle that'll help you present opportunities so you can move forward spiritually how you want to do. Now, I have a feeling you're wanting to tap into something in this arena, maybe incorporate something in the spiritual side into your job or something you want to open. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That way is going to be made for you to do that. And like I said, all of it has to do with now that you're not emanating all of this stress. I'm not saying it was negative. It was just stress. That
right.
Now these opportunities will start kind of presenting themselves to you and you'll know which ones are right for you. And it's not going to be so crazy and difficult that you have to decide, hey, is this for me or not? If the door opens, you can feel comfortable walking through it. That means that it's something in there for you, blessing, lesson, or both. So, again, like I said, I see the money being able to support these endeavors, less juggling, more emotional stability, and your ability to back up your own decisions because you're in the place for it right now. And, you know, this is a year of new beginnings. So you're right on time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You bet. Now, are you trying to get married as well?
I don't know how to answer it. I don't know how to answer it.
Was that one of the...
I would be open to it.
Well, no rush on that. That came up later in the back. And there's going to be somebody very interested in having you propose or whatever. But, again, you're okay with that not being priority. So you're not coming from a place of I have to take this person right now. No, you don't.
Okay.
Have a full courtship.
Yeah.
Give yourself that.
But
there is that coming.
Do you feel like it's with the person that I'm with now, or?
I feel like that's a lot of good sex, and there's good, but like I said, for your life partner and what follows with your plan, there possibly could be another person. I'm not sure that the person you're with right now is going to be able to grow with you as you're growing. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, I get that. I get that.
Yeah, because and not that don't make them bad. It just may not be able to support where you're going.
Right. I totally get that.
Okay. But this isn't a run and hide or anything. It's just, you know, just be aware they may not, you know, be able to walk where you're walking.
I get that.
Yeah, and that's, but like I said, that's on the plate. Just be aware that that's coming up. Those issues. But I would say look after whatever spiritual path you're trying to get on and follow that.
Yeah, that's so true. So true. Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Thank you.
You bet. And call me back and let me know how that goes. And of course, you are welcome to visit me at any time for any chat. And you get 3 free minutes if you go to SherryTheMysticalGoddess.com.
Thank you. I sure will. Thank you.
Thanks. And have a good night and a blessed week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.